Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
85541.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Marilyn York.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address for me?
1620 North McLean Road, Payson, Arizona.
Excuse me. Thank you. And I see that you ordered our Nui's neck massager on May 14th, paying $7.95 for shipping and handling. How may I help you?
Okay, I did. And I received it. It's next to nothing. It's not even worth the $7.95 postage. And then on my checking account, I see that you have charged me another $67.32. which I have not authorized. Can you tell me what that is for?
Yes, ma'am. So this was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $67.32. And that starts your first month membership. It buys you a $125 gift card for the online discount shopping store.
No, I want that all canceled. I did not agree to any of that. I agreed to the $7.95 for this stinky little neck massager. I need that all canceled, and I've already canceled it through my bank. So
you disputed the charge, ma'am?
Huh?
You disputed the charge?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so with you stating on a recorded line that you went ahead and disputed the charge, what I will go ahead and do for you is get the account canceled to prevent all future charges. But I will need you to call back in with your bank on the line to see if we could get the dispute charge dropped before we issue you a refund.
Well, that's a little impossible at this hour and on a weekend, don't you think?
Well, you can give us a call back at any time, ma'am. It doesn't matter. But in order for us to issue you a refund, we need to have the bank on the line.
All right, then that can't be done until Monday. I don't understand why you have to have the bank on the line.
Since you went ahead and disputed the charge, ma'am, with you disputing the charge, we would not be able to issue you a refund. We would need to have the bank on the line to see if we could get that dispute charge dropped before we issue you the refund.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'll go to the bank on Monday morning, and I'll just call the same number. Is there any reference I need to have?
No, you just call this number back.
Okay, all right, I'll do that. Thank you.
And I have your cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay.
And that's C as in Charlie. 2605-54-219.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
Thanks.